This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's Wagner military mercenary chief said his forces are about to pull out of Bakhmut, Ukraine. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has the story.
The head of Russia's Wagner mercenaries has made a sudden and dramatic announcement that he'll pull his forces out of Bakhmut because of heavy losses. But Ukraine said they were in fact reinforcing their positions to try to seize the city before Russia marks victory in World War II Day next week. Shortly before his statement on Friday, Yevgeny Prigozhin appeared in the graphic video, yelling and swearing at Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Chief of General's Staff Valery Gerasimov. He's surrounded by dozens of corpses, which he says are Wagner.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. The World Health Organization said Friday that COVID-19 no longer qualifies as a global emergency. This marks a symbolic end to the devastating coronavirus pandemic that triggered once unthinkable lockdowns, upended economies worldwide, and killed at least 7 million people. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
The worst thing any country could do now is to use this news as a reason to let down its guard, to dismantle the systems it has built, or to send the message to its people that COVID-19 is nothing to worry about.
Ghebreyesus first declared COVID-19 to be an emergency more than 3 years ago. The UN Health Agency's officials said long, even though the emergency phase was over, the pandemic still hasn't come to an end, noting recent spikes in cases in Southeast Asia and the Middle East. And the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Rochelle Walensky, announced Friday she is stepping down from that position effective June 30th. VOA News. The World Food Program is urging both sides of Sudan's conflict to guarantee the safety of aid agencies to deliver assistance. Michael Atit reports for VOA from Port Sudan.
World Food Program spokeswoman for Sudan, Lenny Kinsley, said Thursday the agency has started distributing food aid to the people who have fled the fighting. Kinsley told VOA the WFP plans to provide food aid to 384,000 people.
This includes newly displaced persons, host communities that are extremely vulnerable, as well as pre-existing refugees that we're sheltering in some of these states.
Kinsley said intense fighting in and around Khartoum has prevented safe access to area where millions of people are struggling to survive. Michael Atit for VOA News, Port Sudan.
Iran has revoked the visas of four Azerbaijani diplomats, adding to tensions between the neighboring countries a month after Azerbaijan expelled four Iranian diplomats from Baku. VOA confirmed the information with Azerbaijan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The move comes after Azerbaijan declared four employees of the Iranian embassy in Azerbaijan persona non grata in early April for, quote, activities inconsistent with diplomatic status and the 1961 Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. The Iranian government hasn't issued an official statement on the matter, and the Iranian embassy in Azerbaijan told VOA that Iranian officials don't give interviews to VOA. A suspect has been arrested in Serbia's second mass shooting in 2 days. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Serbian police say they've arrested a suspect in a series of shootings that killed at least 8 people and wounded 14, the nation's second such mass shooting in just 2 days. The arrest follows an all-night search by hundreds of police who sealed off an area south of Belgrade where the shooting took place. The attack came a day after a 13-year-old boy used his father's guns to kill 8 fellow students and a guard at a school in the city in the nation's first mass shooting in 10 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Joe Biden is expected to announce Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr. It will serve as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Brown is a history-making fighter pilot with years of experience in shaping U.S. defenses to meet China's rise. If confirmed by the Senate, Brown would replace the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, whose term ends in October. It would be the first time that both the Pentagon's top military and civilian positions were held by African Americans. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is the Pentagon's current top civilian. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.